Thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So I've got 11 simple ideas, 11 simple ways for you to make a more positive impression with your teammates and create a better workplace and be the kind of dream team player that everybody wants to work with. And who wouldn't want that? Number one, be sweet. And by that, I mean have candy readily available. Several studies, now albeit they're all conducted by candy companies, but they do suggest that having a candy dish on your desk makes you more likable, more attractive, and more likely to hear interesting news and gossip. Number two, add a humorous quote to the bottom of your email signature file and change it every day or at least every week so people look forward to seeing what the new quote is. Change your voicemail daily to let people know your whereabouts on any given day and to announce what wacky theme day it is. It only takes a minute, but it sends a great message about being service-oriented and effective. And if you include the wacky theme day mention, which they're all listed on my website, it'll make folks smile when they phone you. Who wouldn't want that? Number four, ask colleagues for input on a regular basis. It shows that you respect their judgment and that you value them. Plus, you might just get an awesome idea that will make you and the entire team look even better than you already do. And some studies even suggest that simply asking for input on a regular basis helps increase the odds of getting a promotion and raises your assessment in any form of peer review. Number five, treat your teammates like your customers and always ask them if there's anything more you could do for them. Number six, keep a box of thank you cards at your desk to make it easy for you to then actually use the suckers. A simple handwritten thank you note goes an especially long way these days. And as an added bonus, thanking people has been shown to be one of the most effective ways of boosting your own level of happiness. Number seven, mind the basics. There's a reason so many people grumble about a lack of manners these days, so be nice consistently. Don't be a jerk. Say please and thank you. Ask about their day and their family, and don't leave blue Stilton cheese fermenting in the fridge for a week. Number eight, smile. Now, not in a creepy Joker-esque I'm about to snap kind of way, but in a sincere way that lets people know you're happy to see them and happy to be there. Smiling triggers mirror neurons in other people's brains that might just help make them like you a tad more than they did before. Number nine, look for opportunities to go the extra inch consistently when you interact with them, and look for those opportunities when you have the chance to go the extra mile and do something truly memorable for them when someone desperately needs a hand. It will never go unnoticed. Number 10, practice premeditated acts of kindness. Surprising people with small gestures of kindness is too important to leave to random chance, so plan for it on a regular basis. And last but not least, number 11, take a page from the world of theater improv and apply the old improv rule. It's not about making you look good. It's about asking what you can do to make the rest of your cast look awesome. And the awesome thing is, the more you do this, the better you actually do end up looking. And my fun at work tip, as I'm doing this podcast, it just happens to be on the verge of International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr, matey, because the air is human, but the R is pirate, which is September 19th. So, to help celebrate the day, or do this anytime, you don't have to tie it into this day, but there's a great alter ego pirate name generator. Just Google pirate name generator and you'll find one. And open up your meeting with that, or do it for a fun Friday where everybody goes by their fun alter ego pirate name. My pirate name, by the way, when I put myself through the name generator, is Rough Sailin' Harley. Arr. And the quote of the week from Simon Sinek, the author of Start With the Why: average companies give their people something to work on. Innovative companies give their employees something to work toward. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, an Irish bull refers to a statement that defies logic or syntax in some way, yet still manages somehow to communicate a truth. A great way to sharpen your humor edge is to grab the Irish bull by the horns and make up your own. Here are a few examples to get the bull running. From Woody Allen, always be sincere, even when you don't mean it. From Josh Billings, we must believe in free will, we have no choice. From Irene Peter, live within your income, even if you have to borrow money to do so. From Samuel Goldwyn, we're overpaying him, but he's worth it. From Yogi Berra, who was a master at Irish Bowl, nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded. Back to Samuel Goldwyn, it isn't an optical illusion, it just looks like one. And another Samuel Goldwyn, who was also a master at these, our comedies are not to be laughed at. And the final word goes to the master of them all, Yogi Berra. Always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't go to yours. Till next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.